Blog Talk Radio.
The masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by
Benjamin, and I believe that our soloist is on the line, although I think she may have clicked one twice, but I believe she's on at 8309. Are you there,
Sister Judy? Yes, I am. Pastor Scott.
All right. Click one twice. Only click it one time because you lost
it. Okay.
I'm glad you're there.
First one?
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
No, you're on now.
Now she just took herself off. Let me.
Hello. I told her to press one.
Hello.
I told her not.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
The line is open.
Hi.
Just hanging there, my darling.
Hello.
Hi.
Start singing.
Hello.
Patty Benjamin.
Yes. Pastor Benjamin, this is your friend in Southampton.
Okay.
Your namesake.
Yes, I got your voice. I don't know what happened to the soloist.
I'm here.
But to God be the glory. Are you there, Mother?
Yes, I am.
All right. We've got Sister Patty in New York on tonight. I want you to make her happy with your singing.
I will.
Please do.
We got Mother Janie, and I tell you, Mother Janie be getting it done. She got that old-fashioned type singing stuff that, you know, make
from
you feel
way
like
back.
The pot boiling. Yeah, make you feel like the pot boiling, and you can just enjoy the ball and the bubble of the pot.
Right.
Go on, Mother. Your mic is open, Mother.
Okay, tonight I want to sing the song by Deborah Snipes, and it's called I Found Him in Time. And tonight I'm singing this song. Pastor Benjamin, I'm singing that song for my niece who lost her brother-in-law in Parker's Ferry down here, the Mitchell family, and over in Petersfield. We lost Miss Corey
Smalls.
It's Phil, yeah, and I want to sing this song for the family tonight.
Okay, God bless you. Sing, Mother.
I found him in time. I found Jesus. I found him in time. Sometimes I've cried all night long, and it seemed like everything was going wrong. I toss and turn with tears in my eyes, but I found Jesus by my side. And I tell it everywhere I go, that Jesus will save your soul. I said I found Jesus in time. Oh yes, I found Jesus in time. Oh yes, I found him in time. In my soul.
Yes, sing, Mother. Sing.
He is the sun shining bright. He is the moon coming out at night. He's your friend, your all in all. If you need him, all you have to do is call. I found him in time. Oh, yes, Lord, I found Jesus. I found him in time. You know I found Jesus in time. Oh, yes, I found Jesus in time. Oh, Lord, I found him in time. In my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Shining bright.
Yeah.
He's coming out at night. He's our friend, our all in all. If you need him.
Yes,
if you need him.
Yes.
Need him. All you have to do is call. I found him in time.
Yes, yes.
I found Jesus. I found him in time. You know I found Jesus in time. I said I found
Amen. Yes, man. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. You know, I found Jesus in time. That's a profound statement to be able to make, to say to the devil, I found Jesus time. He's the sunshine, and he's the moon that come out at night. And all you have to do, if you just listen to the words of the song, as I've gotten older, I have a little more wisdom when it comes to things. And there would have been a time that I would not even have listened to a song like that because it didn't have a fast beat and I couldn't get my tambourine going and my feet going and my drum going. But as we get older and we get more mature in Christ and we get settled in Christ, we learn to accept the words of the song. It's not the beat of the song. And yes, for young people it is. But when we get more and more in Christ, we learn to listen to the meaning of what the song is about. She's saying, I found Jesus in time. And she talked about Sister Corrine Smalls, who passed on. I remember when Corrine used to live in New York. She was the wife of Eddie Smalls. And now she's gone home. She and my sister Jackie was very dear friends. And I believe Jackie's like the godmother to her firstborn son, Stephen. And the children lived with Crook Simmons in Southampton at their place. And they came to church with Pearl Simmons, Brother Crook's wife. And now Sister Corrine have gone home. Her fight is over. And I pray that this song, she heard it enough to say that I found Jesus in time, because you can't find him when you leave here. You have to find Jesus. The scriptures tell us to seek the Lord, seek ye the Lord while he is near. Call upon him while he can hear you. He can't hear you from the grave. There's no life in the grave. It's over. So it's important that we find Jesus in time. Thank you, Mother, for that beautiful song. And I know she's bold and she's consistent every week. Mother don't miss. Sometimes it's just Mother and I and Dr. Scott. And she still sings her song. And she sings without music. That's something I don't like to do. I like to have my organ or my electric piano or something back me up. But Mother breaks out here singing without the music. God bless you, Mother. I thank God for you. We look forward to hearing the song that God has placed on your heart. I found Jesus in time. It is important. It is a timely thing. We serve an on-time God. And it's important that we find him in time. Again, I say, the scripture said there's no life in the grave. You can't find him in the grave. You have to be alive to, not well, but alive to find Jesus in time. He said, call me and I will answer you. Cry out to me and I will come to your rescue. Whether it be morning, noon, or night, he never sleeps nor slumber. You call me at 2:00. There's no telling whether you'll get me or not. And then when you get me, there's no telling what you'll get from me because I'm asleep. But call upon him that never sleep nor slumber. Call upon him that can go anytime and anywhere. Jesus can walk through a closed door. Jesus can walk through a closed window. Jesus can come into the hospital when there's no visitor sign up. Jesus will be your very friend. He will stick closer to you than a brother. Not your pastor, not the preacher, but Jesus said, I'll be with you through thick and thin. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, there's going to be times that things are going to occur in your life, and it will feel like I have left you alone. But no, 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 no. I never leave you. You have to leave me, because I will never leave you nor forsake you, for you are my creation. Who is man that thou art mindful of him? The Lord have crowned man. Man, I'm talking about. Not beast. I know folk love they dog. But you know what? The Lord wasn't mindful of the dog, and he made him. But he was mindful of man. For the question was asked, wait up, hold up here a minute. We got the angels, but who is this? Who is this? This is man? Well, who is man that thou art mindful of him? Why do you favor man the way you do? Man messed up, but why do you keep letting the sun shine and the rain come? Why? Who is man? Why do you send the rain so that food comes up out of the ground for man? Why do you favor man? So who is man? The question is that. Who is man? I remember Eddie Kendrick. No, not Eddie Kendrick. Gladys Knight made a song. She said, and y'all ain't all that same. You can't remember Gladys. The devil is alive. Gladys made a song, said that girl that passed just tried to stare me down. And when you looked at her, you looked down at the ground. Said, but now Gladys said, but I don't know who she is, but I think that you do. Come on, tell me, who is she and what is she to you? So the conversation was, who is man that thou art mindful of him? For thou have crowned him. Now, this they go on to tell you just how much man meant to God and still does mean to God. You have crowned him. You made him a little lower than the angels. Man is just a step down from the angels. Who is he and what is he to you? The Lord is saying, I made man in my own image. The angels is not made in his image, but man is. My God, today, somebody better help me over here. Who is he? Hiya. And what is he to you? And you know what the devil is saying to you tonight? If you found him in time, who is he? And what is he to you? Well, you tell the devil he's my joy and sorrow. He's my hope for tomorrow. He's my friend when I have no friend. He's my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. Who is he and what is he to you is a question that I'm putting out there. Who is the Lord? Oh, my God, and what is he to you? You have to be able to let the devil know who God is to you. Not to me, but to you. He's my bread in a starving land. He's the one that I talk to at the midnight hour. Oh, I hear Wilson Pickett saying, I'm going to wait until the midnight hour. Sometimes we have to wait until the midnight hour when everything is quiet. You don't even hear a peep outside your door. Everything is quiet, and that's when you can enter into your secret closet, whether you be laying flat on your back, sitting on the side of your bed, or sitting on the hopper. Wherever your quiet time is in your closet, that is the time that you get with the Lord so that you can say, I found him. In time, I found him, and I found him, and I know that I found him because Jesus is real to me. I know the Lord is real to me. I tried him, and I know that he is real to me. I am excited tonight. I got so much to think about and so much to thank the Lord for he has been good to me, and I tell you, I wouldn't trade him in for no one and nothing in the world. I am indeed happy tonight. I want to say to the saints in Radio Land, and especially the saints from South Carolina, Mother Janie, Sister Blondie, and that whole crew, and Sister Helen, and the other saints, Brother Ernest, and all of those, and of course to my sister, Sister Jackie, who's the advocate for Glory United Ministries. She do not mind getting it out there. Hey, we on the air tonight. Come on, come on, come on. And to my family in Roanoke, Virginia, who listens from time to time. I just thank God for you. And if you've been on the air with us the past month, we have been on a special prayer vigil for Brother Mel, Sister Rita's son, who was shot and left for dead. And they wanted to take him off of the respirator. And my sister called, you all know the story. And she said, Sissy, Sister Rita called and said, they want her to pull the plug. And I said, ooh, God, I need to hear from you right away. And the Lord said, tell her, no, don't take him off the ventilator. He's not going to die. And I thank God for God. See, some people have to see that God can do anything but fail. But he said, those of us that can believe without seeing, those are the ones that he honored, because we're saying, God, I know you can do it. I know you're able. You know the story of the Hebrew boy that was put in the fiery furnace. They said, put us in there, old king. Put it in there. Put it in there. Put more coals in the fire. Do what you have to do. Heat it up and then toss us in. But we want you to know this may be our last will and testament, old king, that if our God don't take care of us, we know he's able to do so. See, they went in very positive, saying, I know the God I serve is able. Why? Because they found him in time. They know that he could be a doctor in a sick room. They know him to be a lawyer in the courtroom. They know him to take the heat out of the fire and let the fire burn, because the Bible proved it, because not one singe of hair was burnt in the fire. Why? Because God stepped in the fire with them. You got to serve God in a way where you trust him with every fiber of your being, that you know whatever hell you're going through, that he is with you to bring you out. No, my hair's falling out. So what? Get a wig and keep it moving. Do like some of them now. They ain't worried about their hair falling out. They just shave it off and shine their head, put on the earrings, and keep it moving. But Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. So you going to let your hair coming out separate you from blessing his name? You going to let your toe with neuropathy aching like crazy go stop you from blessing his name? Your hip is out of socket and you going to stop blessing his name? I don't know if you found him in time, if you're going to let these things stop you from blessing his name. Yes, the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. Do we have aches and pains? Do we have things to happen to us? Yes, but it's not a reason to doubt God. Those Hebrew boys did not doubt God. Now, they were human, so I'm sure somewhere along the way, they might have said, Lord, then they said, you know what? I'm not going to have a pity party. I'm going to get my praise on. I'm going to tell the devil that my God is able. If he doesn't deliver me, I know he's able to do so. And God stepped in. With a faith like that, God stepped in. Why? Who is man? The question is, thou art mindful of him. Why did you make him a little lower than the angel? Why did you crown him with glory and honor? Ah, Jesus said, if you don't praise me, I'll make a rock cry out. I don't want no rock crying out for me when God has given me a voice to bless him myself. Instead of cussing God out, bless his name. We cuss God out with why, 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 why. instead of saying, Lord, I thank you for that what I have. I don't have the strength that I used to have. I'm not able to get around the way I used to get around. But what I have left, I'm going to praise you with what I have left. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. Do you think the medicine is doing everything? No, it helps. But the scripture lets you know in him we live and we have our being. It's nothing of your own. He is the air that you breathe. Whether you like how the air smells or not, polluted or whatever, he is still the air that you breathe. Now, getting back to the young man, we have been praying for Sister Rita's son, who they gave up for dead. But God told the young man to live on. Sister Rita called me while Benny was singing, and she said, Pastor, I just want to let you know that my son is now in rehab. Mel is in rehab. That's the God that he found. He found God to be with him in his fiery furnace, laying there with bullets in his body, dead to the medical profession. But he wasn't dead to God. And he wasn't dead to God's people. The saints begin to pray. When the saints begin to pray, God gets busy and start moving on the prayer that the saints is praying. But God told me, the old prophet, Pastor Benjamin, God told me, tell him, mother, he's not going to die. That was a tall statement, because I had to really know that I heard God say that, because I've heard some prophets say things like that, and they died. And then people like to say, well, God lied. No, 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 God did not lie. God does not lie. If God said you will live and not die, I don't give a doggone what. You can go down to the lowest point that you can go, but if God said you're going to live, God is going to raise you up. Man will be astonished, because medically, male, that's it, man, I think it's La Male, some kind of male. My nephew was Jamel. I think he loved Mel, but Mel should have been cold in a grave. But God spared, not the medicine. The medicine worked. I'm not knocking medicine or science, but God put his hand in the midst. You know, Jeremiah said he like fire shut up in your bones. And Ezekiel said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. God will be the wheel in the middle of your wheel if you find him in time. Do we fall down? Yes, we do. But we get back up because his mercy forgives us. His grace blesses us. Do you know how many times I fell out of the ark of safety? But it was God's infinite hand that said, come on, get back up again. I have forgiven you because you have repented of the wrong that you did. Now I've got a place for you. If you listen to my tape that I have, there is a place. I know I'm off shit. In the sun, where there is hope for everyone. That's what my recording says. Have you found your place in the sun? Have you found him in time so that when the fiery darts come and the howling winds of sickness come your way, have you found him in time that you have things throw it up. That's what my recording said. I had a young lady to call me yesterday, and she said to me, and we grew up together, so she said, Patty, and then she said, Pastor Patty, she said, listen, I'm glad that you didn't answer your phone. She said, because your speech that's on your recording. She said, I was down. She said, but listening to the recording, I came up. She said, and I just want to thank you for that message that you have on your recording. A lot of people compliment me on that and tell me how it lifted them. There is a place in the sun, and I'm talking about the S-O-N, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. I found them in time, so I can talk about it. There is a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone. Have you found, see, there's that word, go found, your place in the sun? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Ah, there is a place in the sun, and there's hope for everyone. I just pray that God has spared Brother Mel's life, and that when he comes out on the street and come home, that he will continue to walk therein where God has given him a chance to find him and make it all right. I pray that he won't go back to a lifestyle of living in the street and living riotously. I hope God spared his life for him to witness to other young people and say, you can make it. You can turn your life around. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus said he'd keep me, and he's the one that I adore. Have you found him in time? I always get fired up and pumped up. You know, I'm an excited preacher. I don't go to sleep when I'm trying to bring the message. I go up and I go down. I get excited and then I calm down. But I'm always excited about Jesus. And I'm excited to share that report with the radio land tonight. That don't stop praying for Brother Mel and his mother, Sister Rita, praying without ceasing, that God will continue to give her strength. You mothers know what it's like when you have a loved one in the hospital, particularly your child, and you sit at that hospital around the clock until you're about to drop. You know what that's like. So we ask God to undergird her and to give her the strength that she needs to continue to be there for her child and to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. I'm not going to go any further. I sat up here earlier and I was talking with Dr. Scott, and I went into the book of Hosea, and I began to read some of the stuff out loud in the book of Hosea. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to stay right in that book tonight. But, you know, I am full of scriptures, and I can take and pull up scriptures like pulling them out of the hat, because I know the word of God. And just so you won't think I robbed you of a scripture reading, because I've spoken much Bible time I started speaking, I will have you to write down Hosea. I believe it's the fourth chapter of the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. I know my phone battery is low, so I don't know how much time I got left on this. Let me get over here to the word of God. We are getting ready to embark on our summer, and I was talking with the Lord today while in the kitchen at the sink. I meet God at the sink. Seem like many things God want to share with me, he do it from the sink, and I respect him and I appreciate him for that I can get in the shower. Something about God and I with water. Now, I can go down to the ocean and I get nothing but fear because I'm saying, God, what if that water was to pull me all the way out there? I'll be gone. I'm not going out there. But at my sink or in the shower, I can get a revelation. I can hear a word from the Lord. So I have my closet. My closet is my sink, and my closet is my car. I can get in the car and seem like the whole windshield becomes a screenplay, and God is speaking to me. And I like it quiet when I'm in those places so I can hear from God. Let's go to the book of Hosea right quick. We are taking, I believe Dr. Scott will be doing the month of July on Wednesday night. I wanted to dismiss the service just for those two summer months, July and August, but he said, you're going to shut down for 2 months. I said, well, you can run the tape, and he'll stay on the call if anyone calls and need prayer or whatever. He'll be there, and I will be listening, but I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the Lord and listen to some of my recordings. And you're welcome to join us every Wednesday night in July, or if you want to take July off doing other things, that is fine. If Mother Janie wants to continue or just take a little break, that is fine. However, and then God could change things between now and July. July is a busy month for me. Those of you that don't know in Radio Land, and I don't think I announced it, I am getting married to Dr. Scott in July on the 17th of July. The Bible said it's not good for man to be alone. Well, it ain't good for the woman either, and I was made out of the man. So it's good to have companionship and friendship. Those things are very important as we get older in life. It's not good to just be sitting in the house all day by yourself watching TV Land or CNN or whatever, but it's good to have a friend to take you to dinner. It is good to have a friend to accompany you to church. It is good to have a friend that you can lean on. All of my business things is carried out through Dr. Scott. Thing I need done, and if anyone I know needs something done, I know people that needed lawyers and what have you, and I'd be in New York, and I know they needed help, and I would call Dr. Scott. I said, look, I need you to get such and such and such. Pull that up online for me. Read it. Let me know what the ins and outs are, because I have somebody that needs help. And he would do that, and we'd get those papers, and he'd send them up to me, and I'd let the people have them. They'd fill them out, and they were legal because we told them for the state that you were in. I'm not trying to get him a job, but that's a friend. He is my friend. So I'm marrying my friend. I'm not marrying my best friend. Jesus is my best friend. Dr. Scott is my earthly friend, soon to be his bride. Oh, bless his name. We thank God for Jesus tonight, and we thank Jesus for his blood. My sister said, what's the rush, sissy? What's the rush? And I just laughed. I said, well, I have to preach the gospel, so I have to look right as well as be right. And then my other sister, Yvonne, said to me, when I said, Eve, do you think I'm getting married too soon? She said, no, because your clock is ticking. She said, sis, you're getting old, so you don't have a whole lot of time to choose and pick and wait. So if this is the time, she said, go ahead on and do it. So I said, well, my baby sister said do it. My older sister said, do you really have to rush? Well, no, we're getting old. To God be the glory. So much for that. So you got the 411 on that. Let's go back and get in the spirit. Let's go to Hosea chapter 4, and let's do verse number 1. I just want to read 1 just so that you'll know a little something here. It says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And when it gets to this point, that there is no knowledge or no truth of God, you don't want to be around an angry God, because he's got a little ought against you. He's got something against you for not recognizing who he is. See, he didn't have that problem with the Hebrew boys. They knew who he was and what he was capable of doing. So God came, shown up to their rescue, because they didn't get burnt at all. The king said, hold up here. Were there not three that we put in there? And he said, yeah, king, we put three in the furnace. And guess what? The king said, but I see a fourth one. And he looked like the Son of Man. He looked like the Son of God. That fourth one in there looked like Jesus. Don't you know when you are in your fiery furnace, whether it be your finances, whether it be your health, whether it be family members, whether it doesn't matter. It could be church folk getting on your nerve. Don't you know you need Jesus to be in the midst of your calamity, your trouble? You don't want to be in this first verse of the fourth chapter of Hosea. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. And he's talking to them, but the Bible is written to us as well. Hear the word of the Lord, Patty, talking about myself, or Patricia. Hear the word of the Lord, Jackie. Hear the word of the Lord, Mother Janie. Hear the word of the Lord, Dr. Scott. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge, God, in the land. You know, we're headed in that direction. There's hardly any truth here. Democracy is being demolished. It's being destroyed. They rather support a lie than to support the truth. They rather support the devil than to reverence God. They don't want to acknowledge who God is. They want to acknowledge who man is and what man is able to do. But they have forgotten that if God dried up the earth from no rain, how far do you think we get? So you better acknowledge God. You don't want to be caught dead without God. I don't care how much you say, oh, I know him. But the question is, do he know you? Have you accepted your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the fullness, or do you serve him as a part-time God? I only need him when I'm in pain. I only want God to come to my rescue. Do you come out of your mouth on a daily basis with praising God? I thank God. Honey, I thank God for Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just thank God. Oh, I'm blessed. I thank the Lord for, you know, God is good to me. You know, the car almost ran me off the road. Honey, I was lucky that I didn't go over in the ditch. The devil is a lie. That wasn't luck. That was God who stepped in. You don't want to be caught in this fourth chapter of Hosea where God say, I got something against you because there's no truth in the land. There's no mercy nor knowledge of God in the land. We've forgotten who our Redeemer is. We've forgotten about God. We got so much focus. We talk more about COVID-19 than we do how good God is. I never got it, and if I got it, God didn't let me know I had it, so I kept on going, but no one around me got it, so I must not have had it. But I did get my shot. I'm not going to be foolish and charge God foolishly. Because he said to them in the scripture in the Old Testament, he said, these people had all these sores and stuff. All of them, they had sores everywhere on their body. Jesus came through and said, my goodness, what is going on here? And all of y'all with these sores. Jesus said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no ointment in Gilead? Is there anything, no salve? Do you all have salve? Yes, we got balm. Well, put it on the sores so that they can dry up and heal. Well, that's what it is, this vaccine. Why do you want to end up on a ventilator? So it might make you sick. My cousin told me last evening when we were talking, she said, Cousin Patty, I got sick as a dog. My joints was hurting. My head was hurting. This was hurting. She said, I was sick for 4 or 5 days after I got my shot. She said, but when it came to my second shot, she said, well, I'm going to take that too. And she took her second shot, and she was only sick like for a day. That's God. But she had to trust God that she would be all right. And she said, you know what, Cousin Patty, I ain't taking my mask off. I don't care how much New York has lifted the mask. I ain't taking mine off because I don't know if the other people had their shot or not. I said, you're absolutely right. I said, because I've gotten accustomed to my mask. Shucks, I've been saying, where's my mask? I'm sitting in the car by myself driving and sitting up there, mask on, covering my nose, my mouth. And I said, hold up. I'm in my car. Let me pull this stuff down around my neck here and breathe. But trust me, soon as I get out of the car, it's automatic. I just pull it up. I've gotten used to it because the mask is a way of life. But my trust is in Jesus. And I took my shot knowing that, God, I trust you. Thank you for allowing them to come up with something. Because you know what? I don't know what's in the insulin that I take. Years ago, they got the insulin from the pig. And people shot the insulin of the pig in their body. But they took it and felt better. I don't know what's in my insulin. I don't know what's in that blood pressure medicine. I told you all the story that I was using chloroceptic. And one of my friends that I grew up with, Sister Gill, she said, are you still using chloroceptic? I said, well, I haven't used it in a while because I'm not singing. She said, because I just want you to know I went to medical school there. And I found out that in that, you don't know the medical word, but they got embalming fluid in it. Embalming fluid. I said, you better shut up, girl. I took no more. So that's what was freezing my vocal. So you don't know what's in this stuff you're taking. Why you want to beat up the COVID shot? Trust God like you do with every medicine that I take. I take it in Jesus' name so that it will do what it's supposed to do. And should I get sick, I won't die from it. I'll recover. But let's go to verse number 6. Remember now, you don't want to be found in verse number 1 with no truth and no knowledge and no mercy. Mm-mm, we don't want that. Let's go to verse number 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. We are all messed up because we don't have the knowledge of God. That God is my everything. I want you tonight, if you have not found him in time, just wherever you are, Just say, Lord, I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. So bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need you, Lord. I need you. Every hour, Lord, I need thee so bless me now, hallelujah, my Savior, I come to thee, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, oh, bless his name, so bless me now, my Savior, I come, hallelujah, to bless you, Lord. I come to thee, God, on every listener on this Blog Talk tonight or tomorrow or whenever they listen from the archives, from the chat room. God, let them, I pray, that your spirit will rest upon them like the dew in the morning, hallelujah, gently rest upon their heart. Rain upon them, Jesus. Rain on them that they will know that you are mindful of them. Rain on them that they know that there is no life in the grave. Rain on them that they will say, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. I found him while he was near. I pray, God, that everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice will reach out and touch you, just like the woman who had the issue of blood, that pressed their way in their mind, God, let them press in their mind that I've got to find Jesus in time. And God, we thank you for Mel, that you raise him up enough to go to therapy. God, we thank you that you save his soul on tonight. Let him cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to inherit eternal life? And God, and while you're raining on Mel, have mercy upon me tonight, God. Touch everybody in their body where they're aching. Touch my sister, God. Heal her body in the name of Jesus. God, give her the cry out. Lord, have mercy on me. Let us say, God, I need you. I've got the medicine, but I need Jesus to touch me. Oh, what joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I'm whole. Jesus touched me and made me whole. God, every voice, oh, God, that will hear this broadcast, God, do it for them like you said you would do it. The petition that they have before you, you know what they're asking you for. And you know better than they do what they need, because what they're asking you for may not be what they need, but you got what they need. You said you would supply every need according to your riches in glory. You said that you know the thoughts, the plans in Jeremiah that you have for them, and their thoughts of good and not of evil. You said it, God, that you bring it to pass and so that they can say, I once was lost, but now I found. But I found Jesus in time, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said amen and amen and amen. Dr. Anna said, yes, God, I hear you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Heal, Jesus. Let your healing virtue go out, God. By this time next week, somebody will be able to call and say, the pains that I had are gone. God, we bless your name on this evening. God, we thank you, for this is the day that you have made. And I don't know about anybody else. It's a personal thing. I will rejoice and be glad. Scott, it is in your hand. Have a blessed night, everyone.
Pastor Benjamin, we have one of our callers wants to share an online comment. I'm opening her line now.
Thank
so
you,
caller
Jesus.
4896, your line is open.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Hello.
Yes,
your line
bless
is open.
You speak.
I would just like to say I enjoyed the service very much and the prayer. And Patty, this is your friend Patty in Southampton. And I thank
bless
you for the prayer. You know I need it all the time, all the time. And
yes, yes.
Also, congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
The Lord is with you, and he's
thank
behind you.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
Patty, I would like for you remember Rose and Mary?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do. They lived at Uncle's house.
Right. Okay. You know Mary passed away about 10 years ago. Well, I would like for you to pray for Rose. She's in 4-stage cancer. I just found out last Saturday. And
okay.
My heart goes out to them. And if you can send up a prayer that whatever God is in store, make the transition be easy.
Yes, yes. And for her family, her daughter and those that surround her.
Yes,
okay.
She has three daughters.
Okay, well, we pray for that family. We pray for Sister Rose that she has made peace with God and have found him in time because stage 4 cancer is not anything for God. God can turn around. Look, if God waited for Lazarus to die, Jesus waited because he knew Lazarus was going to die. But in order for the people to believe that he was a miracle-working God, he let Lazarus die. He let him wrap him up and left him in the grave for 4 days. And then Jesus went through and said, Lazarus, come forward. He is able to call us from the grave if he doesn't want us to be there. So I appreciate you. I applaud you for being concerned with your friend, Rose. Yes, I remember her well. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see, you know, and you care. You know Rose better than any of us on this call. Tonight, God, we come asking you to let your will be done for thy kingdom coming. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And, God, if you have chosen to bring her sister home, then God, we're going to bless your name and we're going to praise you that one has gone home to be with the Lord, just another soldier that have crossed over. But God, give her children the strength that they need. Give her loved ones and her friends the strength that they need to get through it. We
Amen.
All have been through this at one point or another in our life. And God, I thank you that you are giving Sister Rose the chance to find you in time. So, God, I pray that if she's ready, then you take her soul home to be with you. But if not, then, God, let her stay here to testify
Amen.
Of your goodness. God, we just want to say thank you thank you and thank you. God, you are in the fire with her. God, the pain that she may endure, God, you're there to help ease the pain with the medicine that they may have to give her. But God, have a way that you allow her to have comfort and peace. Then, God, you let it be so. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. And the bereaved family that Mother Janie was talking about, I believe she said her nephew or someone passed away when she first got on. And we thank you, God, for Mother Janie standing in the gap for her family. She's always standing in the gap. And, God, we ask that you would strengthen Mother Janie, that she'll be a light to the family. She'll be a beacon of light, and that they will look to her as one that they know can point them in the direction of Jesus Christ. Now, God, you strengthen her and the family that have lost their loved one. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Scott? Dr. Scott, are you able to pull up I Won't Complain? He's got something. What was that? It sounded good.
Do you want I Complain or Smokey Norfolk?
Go with Smokey. Go with Smokey. That's fine. You right away.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong. I need you now, Lord, I not another minute, Lord.